The Path of the Obedient is Mercy and Truth, June 5. Obedience follows new birth. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. God's people are to keep His commandments, discarding all worldly policy. Having adopted right principles of action, they are to reverence these principles, for they are heaven-born. Obedience to God is of more value to you than gold or silver. Yoking up with Christ, learning His meekness and lowliness, cuts short many a conflict, for when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. The material world is under God's control. The laws of nature are obeyed by nature. Everything speaks and acts the will of the Creator. Cloud and sunshine, dew and rain, wind and storm, all are under the supervision of God, and yield implicit obedience to His command. It is in obedience to the law of God that the spire of grain bursts through the ground. These the Lord develops in their proper season because they do not resist His working. And can it be that man, made in the image of God, endowed with reason and speech, shall alone be unappreciative of His gifts and disobedient to His will? Shall rational beings alone cause confusion in our world? Obedience is the test of discipleship. It is the keeping of the commandments that proves the sincerity of our professions of love. When the doctrine we accept kills sin in the heart, purifies the soul from defilement, bears fruit unto holiness, we may know that it is the truth of God. When the joy of right doing is in our hearts, when we exalt Christ, and not self, we may know that our faith is of the right order.